with Empire, KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. The city of San Bernardino has a citywide curfew effective starting today from 8 p.m. to sunrise. The curfew will continue nightly through the duration of the state of emergency. When canceled, notice will be posted on the city of San Bernardino's social media platforms. Riverside County health officials have reported 3 new coronavirus deaths and 148 additional infections, bringing the death toll to 345 and the case total to 8,303. The latest fatalities involved a man in his 60s from Rancho Mirage, a woman in her 90s from Riverside, and a man in his 70s from Riverside, according to Jose Arbayo, spokesman for the Riverside University Health System. Documented recoveries rose by 93 to 4,804. As of Wednesday, more than 125,000 Riverside County residents had been tested for the virus, which accounts for more than 4% of the county's population of nearly 2.5 million. According to Arbayo, the hospital numbers include non-residents who are being treated for COVID-19 at Riverside County medical centers, mostly from neighboring Imperial County, which is in the midst of an outbreak. More than 70 patients from Imperial County were admitted to Riverside County hospitals during the last 2 weeks of May. Fire season has already begun, and conditions will only intensify as temperatures increase. Last year, there were power shutoffs in Northern California when fire conditions got extreme. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports state leaders want to avoid leaving people in the dark.
When the area around the Blue Lake Rancheria in Humboldt County was without power last fall, the tribe provided essential services. Peter Lehman is with the Schatz Energy Research Center affiliated with Humboldt State.
People were able to go there and power their devices. 8 people were able to move there and use hotel rooms. They had life-saving devices that were keeping them alive.
They had power because of 2 solar and storage systems called microgrids, made up of more than 1,500 solar panels. They cost more than $6 million. Now the California Public Utilities Commission want to fast-track new microgrids and diesel batteries to help customers during power shutoffs. Edward Randolph is the Deputy Executive Director for Energy and Climate Policy with the CPUC.
Go in there with temporary solutions now, and we'll look for the more viable long-term solutions that are more based on clean energy resources in the long term.
The CPUC will vote on June 11th about fast-tracking microgrids. Last month, the agency approved new guidelines for electric utilities during power shutoffs. Service must be restored within 24 hours after hazardous weather conditions have passed. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
A slight majority of Californians believe the worst is yet to come when it comes to the coronavirus. That's according to a new survey out from the nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California. PPIC President Mark Baldessari says 69% of African Americans say the worst is coming, compared to 41% of whites.
There are strong racial disparities and income differences in California that have placed Californians, especially African Americans, in a very vulnerable situation during this particular health and economic crisis.
The economic impacts of the pandemic are far-reaching. 1 in 3 California adults has reported a job loss due to the virus, and just over half of those surveyed say someone in their household has lost income or had work hours reduced. Overall, Californians approve of Governor Gavin Newsom's handling of the crisis. He has a 65% approval rating, a 12% jump from February. But his revised budget, which proposes steep cuts to education and other public services, is getting mixed reviews. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.